Hello, welcome to Locked On Sharks, the premier hockey podcast of your favorite team in the Bay Area. And on today's episode, we're going to look at some potential hires, some potential candidates for the Sharks as Mike Greer continues to put his imprint on the team. So we're going to look at Scott Fitzgerald, who might be the new director of scouting, and then Joe Sacco and David Quinn, who might be potential head coaches. So I'm going to dig into these guys, what makes them qualified, why they might be fits for the Sharks. So all that and more today's episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, J.D. Young, a contributor at Fear the Fin and San Jose Hockey Now. I want to thank you, of course, for making us your first listen of the day. We're free and available wherever you get podcasts. And, of course, you can subscribe on YouTube. So starting to get some news, some percolations of potential hires for the Sharks. So I wanted to kind of profile these guys, why they might be fits for the Sharks, and then, you know, what they're bringing into the table. So, but before we get into that, I did want to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has got you covered with more this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. So let's go ahead and start with what's all been but confirmed, but Shane Ping had an article out about Scott Fitzgerald, how he might be looks like he's going to be the new director of scouting after Doug Wilson Jr. And the Sharks parted ways last week. So wanted to kind of let's dig into him, why he might be a fit with the Sharks, what he's bringing and kind of his tendencies as, you know, during his time in scouting and stuff like that. So Scott Fitzgerald, his brother, Tom Fitzgerald, is actually the GM of the New Jersey Devils. So does have, you know, of course, hockey does have the old boys club. But if you are watching on YouTube, we do have a nice little graphic of Mr. Scott Fitzgerald. So he right now is the director, or his last position was the director of collegiate scouting with the Boston Bruins. He's been with the Bruins for a very long time, basically since 2006, 2007. He's either been the scout, director of amateur scouting, scouting coordinator, and then now he's kind of director of collegiate scouting. So really working with the NCAA guys, and he's been kind of in the NCAA aspect of it since the 2017-2018 season. Been working, and we know Mike Greer loves him some college hockey guys, as we've seen with the way they drafted. You know, a ton of the Sharks draft picks this year are going off to college at some point. And I have a feeling that's going to be a big part of the Sharks drafting here is these college guys and these guys who are going to be going through the college route. So, I wanted to kind of look, and then before that, he was a Columbus Blue Jacket scout from 99 to 2006. So I really wanted to kind of look at Fitzgerald's kind of track history and some of the players that he drafted with Boston, you know, or that were drafted while he was with Boston, and kind of look at some of their draft classes, which have been, you know, we all know the 2015 joke where they passed on like three amazing guys, you know. But I really wanted to kind of dig into some of his picks and how some of these guys have panned out, and if we can kind of learn anything from that, from as the Sharks are going to be, you know, drafting different guys now than what we've kind of seen before with Doug Wilson Jr. So we'll start with the 2011 class, because we don't know how involved he was with the 2010, if he, you know, became part. So he was, you know, got promoted to the director of scouting in 2010, 2011. So I don't know how much of the 2010 class he actually had his hands on when with it coming to that. But the 2011 class, so the, I was going to go through the names. So number, so pick number nine, they got Dougie Hamilton. Of course they, you know, didn't keep Dougie Hamilton, but it turned out to be a pretty good pick as he's got, you know, he's almost at 700 games played now in the NHL. And then all the other guys that they picked, nobody really even hit 40 games in the NHL. So, you know, a lot of them are kind of, well, let's just say kind of a lot of misses in there. The 2012 draft class, like Malcolm Subban was their first pick at round number one pick or 24th overall pick in the round one. Then they had defenseman Matthew Grzelczyk, who's played 300 games. So we'll count that as success. If you're playing that many games in the NHL, they also drafted Seth Griffin, who's played 80 games. And then Matthew Benning, new face to the Sharks, who's played almost 400 games in the NHL. So a couple of hits there. Subban, I mean, goalies definitely take a much longer time, but he's been kind of a tweener, you know, about kind of guy with that. So the 2013 draft class was just, yeah, their the best pick, I guess, would be their sixth round pick, Anton Blede, who's played 70 games in the NHL. And then they had Peter Chalerik, who played 40 games in the NHL. Nobody else saw NHL games in that 2013 class. The 2014 class, though, definitely had you had David Pastrnak, who was the 25th pick overall. Yeah, he's good. So he has 504 points in the 510 games he's played. He's good. So that was definitely a hit. Ryan Donato, who was a high school player that they drafted in second overall, 254 games. He's still kind of finding his footing, but I mean, you don't play 254 NHL games on accident. Danton Heinen, who's played 348 games, and then Andres Bjork, who's played 211. So really quality draft class there, where you found an absolute superstar in David Pastrnak, and then you have found quality players in there. So pretty successful draft class for him there. And then let's see. So he was director's guy through the 2016-17 season. So we've got a couple more draft classes we'll look at here before we 2015, where they had, of course, the three picks in a row, where they picked Jacob Zabroil, Jabrowski, who's been kind of part of trade rumors and stuff. And then Zachary Sinichi, who's played 16 games. They did get Brandon Carlo in the second round, who's played 400 games. Jeremy Lazan, who's played 142 games in the fifth round, in the second round as well. Daniel Vladard, who a goalie who's been kind of promising that they got in the third round. So, and then the 2016 draft class, you had Charles McAvoy, Trent Frederick, and Ryan Lindgren, who all played at least 100 games in the NHL. So he's definitely had some hits. That 2015 class, of course, you know, there's been, you know, the famous joke where they could get Shabbat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, but definitely has some hits there. The previous years where he's part of his NCAA guys who've been picked. John Beecher, who went to, was a Michigan guy in the 2019 class. They picked first overall. They're a fair amount of these college guys. So Mason Laurie in the 2020 draft class, they got second in the second pick, another college guy. You know, they did a Fabian Lysell, who I really like. But then, you know, again, more of these college guys that you're just kind of seeing from them as they're, you know, in their draft picks. So before we continue to look at some of the coaches who could be potential hires for the Sharks, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Talk to you guys about our friends over at Athletic Greens. You guys by now should know Athletic Greens. If you're looking to take care of your gut health, Athletic Greens is definitely the way to go. It's one scoop of one scoop in a cup of water, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of these things. You know, and like, you're like, oh, taking a multivitamin, who cares? Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with the high quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. There's nothing worse than just taking stuff that actually doesn't help. AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's the one thing you can do every day to help take care of yourself. And your subscription comes with a year supply of vitamin D, which is super important. You know, Athletic Greens, they were founded by a guy who was costing him $100 a day and to just to get all of his vitamins and stuff. So he wanted to make it easy and simple for everybody. And right now, like I said, when you go to athleticgreens.com/NHL network, you get a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Again, just visit athleticgreens.com/NHL network to take ownership over your health and pick the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay. Next. One guy who pretty interesting here. So Joe Sacco, who the Changpeng reported the Sharks are interviewing this week to be the new head coach. So he's again part of the Boston Bruins coaching tree here, where he, though, you know, he's been with the Boston Bruins for the past since 2014 to 2022 season. He was an assistant coach of the Boston Bruins. He actually just he did interview to be the new head coach after, you know, they kind of moved on. And then before that, he was a Buffalo Sabres assistant coach for a year. And then he was actually the head coach for the Avalanche from the 2009 to 2013 season. And during that time, he had a 134-30 record in 294 games. His first year was definitely his best year, where he took the team, who was expected to be kind of bad. They were second in their division, and they lost to the Sharks in the first round of the playoffs. Was actually a Jack Adams finalist that year. But then kind of things went off the rail, and then we know the Avalanche kind of started their rebuild, and now they're reaping the benefits from it. But he actually is really intriguing to me because of his development and stuff, where, you know, he was, even before he was an NHL coach, he was an assistant coach for the Lake Erie Monsters, or sorry, he was a head coach for the Lake Erie Monsters. He's worked in the AHL, so you know he's going to be about development. Was, you know, he's been an assistant coach for a long time. So, you know, and I think sometimes we like, oh, he was terrible as his first job as a head coach. We should, like, people learn a lot, especially, you know, for him being a head coach and then almost having like a 10-year gap between being a head coach and being and letting him be an assistant coach, where you're going to pick up and learn a lot of stuff during that time. And the Boston Bruins have been a pretty good organization during that time. You know, they've, of course, they have good players, but, you know, like they've been, you know, they've won a cup during that time. They've been part of, you know, multiple deep playoff runs, you know, went to another Stanley Cup again, where they lost to the Bruins, or not to the Bruins, where they lost to the Blues. They didn't lose to themselves. But, you know, I think he'd be really interesting where, you know, he's been around a winning organization. He can kind of help bring that to the Sharks. He can help develop young guys, you know, especially being an AHL coach. I know it was a long time ago, but you don't forget how to develop these guys. And I know he ran the penalty kill last year for the Bruins, which was one of the league's best. So that'll help at least maintain with the Sharks, where, you know, that's been kind of their calling card for the last couple of years has been their penalty kill. So, you know, and again, the big thing here is trying to find that guy who can help. So especially since you have such a young core of guys that are going to be starting to make their impact, is how do these coaches help with these young players and help develop them and put them in the position to succeed? So I'm pretty intrigued. We know he of course, he's going to have the Boston roots with Mike Greer, which, you know, we've seen that where he's kind of picking these guys who are from Boston. He played at Boston University, 87 to 90. He was a fourth round pick by the Maple Leafs. You know, he played in the NHL for a long time. He was, Maple Leafs. He played for the Ducks. He played for Islanders, the Capitals, ended his career in the Flyers. But then also played plenty, played some AHL games as well. So, you know, I'm intrigued by him, especially if, you know, maybe he learned some of his lessons of what went wrong with when he was with Colorado and why he didn't have sustained success with them. And I'm pretty intrigued with Sacco, and if he could kind of help. Again, the most important thing is not winning games right now, it's developing your young players and, you know, being an assistant coach, you're working with these guys every day type of thing, where you're not going to be as much, you know, with head coaches, they're more kind of the leaders of guys. And yes, they're helping them with the development, but these assistant coaches are going to be kind of doing more the nitty gritty work of trying to help develop these guys. And I think that would be hiring an assistant coach who's, you know, been a head coach previously, but has been, you know, kind of working and on his craft the past few years as an assistant coach, might be the way to go for the Sharks here. So before we continue, we're going to dive into David Quinn and why the Sharks might be interested in him. Let's take a quick break and talk to you guys about our friends over at Bet Online. Bet Online, your number one source for your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including Major League Baseball. You've got the NFL that starts next month. Then you also basketball and hockey are going to be right back at it again. And then they've also got you covered for MMA, boxing, golf, anything under your heart's desire. BetOnline has got you covered. So head to their website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. And then, of course, we have David Quinn, who's been highly connected with the Sharks just because of him and Mike Greer's connection. So he was, last with the New York Rangers, where he had in 208 games, he had a 96, 87, and 25 record. They were in the bubble where they got swept in three games by the Hurricanes. Was let go because, of course, they just weren't progressing at the rate that, you know, especially with that young core that they have. But still pretty intriguing just because of his kind of where he's come, you know, and his developing young players. He was a head coach for Boston University from 2013 to 2018 before making the jump to the NHL. He was assistant coach with the Avs. He was a head coach in the AHL for the Lake Erie Monsters. Was again part of Boston University as an assistant head coach. USNTDP team back in, you know, early 2000s. So definitely comes from that line of development. Was also part of was the head coach of Team USA at the Olympics this year. I know the time in the Rangers was not good at all. As you can see, the Rangers are a much better team now than they were when he was the head coach. Granted, they've added some different players, and they've also, you know, those high draft picks are starting to make more of an impact now. But I think, though, if you're going for a development type of guy, you know, a guy who's going to learn, you know, to help develop young players, he's been part of that development core. You know, he at Boston College playing, you know, having college hockey players, you know, USNDTP, being in the AHL, like he's kind of done a little bit of everything. And people learn from their mistakes and issues that they had, you know, so I'm sure he would be able to learn from what he did or didn't do with the Rangers. Intriguing. We'll see. I'm not sold on him as the head coach, but, you know, I think, again, having guy, you learn from when you do stuff, and you see this a lot in a lot of sports where, you know, coaches, they flame out in their first stop, and then when they go to another one, they tend to do better because they kind of learn from those mistakes, and you're not having to learn to be a head coach on the fly while also doing everything else. So, and again, if you're looking for a guy who can develop young hockey players and kind of put them in position to succeed, he's college hockey, AHL assistant coach, like juniors. He's kind of done it all. So he should be able to relate to a bunch of different players and how they've, you know, where they, their backgrounds and where they come from. And it's a type of situation. So we know that him and Mike Greer have worked together before. You know, they're going to have that Boston, connection as well. You know, both being from the Northeast as well. And yeah, he played at Boston University as well, played in the AHL for a season, but never, kind of really got much going with his actual professional career. So yeah, I'm, we'll see. I'm kind of meh about David Quinn, but who knows? Again, so that's going to do it for today. So we're going to, we wanted to kind of look at some of these potential guys, why the Sharks might be interested in. So if we're, my career is in the, sometimes you got to take a step back to take steps forward. You know, I think that means making sure your development piece is right. We've talked a lot this summer about, how important the development piece is and for the Sharks and why they can't screw this up. So especially with the talent that's, starting to make an impact here. So we'll be back tomorrow. Will Stouch is going to be coming in. We're going to kind of do a nice rundown of the 2022 draft, talk about some of the Sharks picks, talk about, just the draft in general and some of his thoughts of being in Montreal for the draft and what it was like. And then Wednesday, we have Mikael Holm, we're going to start to kind of dig into more of these prospects and what they're bringing to the Sharks. So we're going to be talking about Bystead and Havlad with Mikael Holm on Wednesday. And then Thursday, it looks like we're going to have our first of the 2022 draft class coming on. So we have one of the prospects lined up to kind of introduce himself to Sharks fans. So make sure you guys, of course, are staying, locked in, if you will, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Locked On Sharks. You can also listen to us wherever you get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey. If you're on Apple, please leave a nice 5-star review. It makes me feel good about myself. And then YouTube, go ahead and subscribe there. All of our episodes come out first on YouTube the night before, so you guys can check those out. There's been kind of a nice little watch party where, everyone gets together and watches them together. And then when you're done with listening to this, go check out the Locked On NHL show. They've got you covered, especially with all the news that's coming out. You've got Johnny Hockey, who's now in Columbus. Of course, if we're wondering where some of these other last kind of big names of free agency will go. Kadri, you're still waiting to find out where he goes. So make sure you guys go check out Locked On NHL. They've got you covered there. Local experts 5 days a week. Except for after this week, we go down to 3 days a week. So this is our last week of 5 days. Then we'll be at 3 episodes a week. It'll probably be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule from me until I think mid-September when training camp starts. We'll get back to the 5 days. Get you guys covered all throughout till after next year's draft. So yeah, I'm ready for vacation. So yep, that'll do it for me today. See you guys tomorrow with Will Scouch. Bye, friends.